Blue Wire.
Down goes Frazier.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. And Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala.
Welcome to the live Real Sports Fantasy Draft with Abe and our special 10 Real Sports Fam RS Pod listeners. I'm on the clock right now. Abe, you had the first pick. You take Saquon, your boy.
We're
in a PPR league. So on the table right now is Zeke, D. Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Julio Jones, Davante Adams,
Michael Thomas. With this one?
I think I got to go with Davante. Even though the Zeke deal, I said on our fantasy pod, I don't want Zeke, but it sounds like his deal is going to get done. Should I take Zeke, pull the trigger on him?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm in the position right here, I'm taking Zeke. I said right away I would have taken him at four. D-Hop went four. Right.
Good pick. If the deal is going to get done, it's going to get done.
Well, we're moving fast. DJ to Chase.
So in the draft is Tyler, Pirelli, Jeffrey, Jay Suss, For Them AG, Golden Taint, great name, John Gruden. Will you text John Gruden?
Yeah, is he in?
I don't know. Just shoot him a text. Remind him he's on the clock right now.
He might be making cuts to the Raiders right now.
Yeah. We have Dat Boy Rock, we have Ty Ty, and we have Connor Rahm. So.
Wow.
John Gruden's got 40 seconds on the clock. So we thought it would be fun to do a little fantasy draft, live fantasy draft on the pod. John Gruden took his pick. He took
L Bell.
So, all right, now that we kind of see how the first round's about to play out, Saquon, Kamara, McCaffrey, D-Hop, I took Zeke. You had first pick. And it was randomized, which is pretty funny. DJ, Davante, Julio, Le'Veon, Michael Thomas.
I don't know
Thomas.
How Le'Veon fell what that far.
So the first thing about it, a number one pick, is obviously you get the number one guy on the board, but then you got to wait almost 25 picks, really, to get your guy. So what are you looking for? What are you waiting for to come back around?
You can go either way here. It's obviously a running back or receiver, but it's more of a best player available type thing. I told you on the fantasy pod that I usually like to do two receivers to start, but, I mean, I'm not passing up on Saquon.
Yeah. You don't really have a choice with that. So my guy, Juju, who I say is going to be number one wideout, he's 13, so I doubt he makes it all the way back to me. So now looking at the board, we have some interesting people right around where my pick's coming up. So it's projected Mike Evans or Damian Williams or a Mahomes. So,
there's Juju.
Yeah, Juju and Mahomes right off the board from Connor Rahm. I mean, Damian Williams, he's not really viable to me anymore after they just signed LeSean, your boy.
Yeah, I mean, I have Shady in my other draft. I just don't really know how much of an impact he'll really have there. I know Andy Reid has a soft spot for him ever since Philadelphia. But
Odell going second round, third pick, that's 15th overall. That's pretty late, right?
Nah, that's been like that's where he's rocking out. Right. Yeah. There's a lot of elite receivers on the top.
Listeners, how you didn't smoke 900 packs of cigarettes this weekend, you just lost your voice.
Yeah, so I'm a little under the weather, guys. I know I sound awful. I did not chain smoke cigarettes all weekend. I do not do that. But it's the flu draft, you know? I got to put on.
Yeah, the flu draft. All right, so I'm on three picks. And on the board, so there goes Dalvin. So it's Kelce and Mixon. I'll be left with the choice between. And this is where I said on the fantasy pod is I never take the tight end, and then I always get screwed over. So if Kelce stays on the board, I'm definitely
– Yeah, like at this point, you're drafting Kelce as a receiver, essentially. He's just he's a big receiver that occasionally blocks.
But it's way easier to fill kind of a third-string receiver versus a backup tight end. So yeah. Mike Evans off the board – this leaves me with a tough decision because I love Mixon this year. I think he's going to be really good. I have him on my dynasty team. But like I was saying about the tight ends, and then other people on the board, Damian Williams, who I'm fully off of, AB, who could be sneaky, you know, Adam Thielen. But I think I got to go Kelce here.
Yeah, I think you should go up. I think you should go Kelce there. And I say that solely because I say that solely because I'm hoping Mixon falls to me.
Oof, that would be very fortunate. I doubt he makes it down the line. You could be in a very, very interesting spot. Mixon will probably get picked in the next three, which leaves you with Damian, who no one's going to want, AB, Thielen, and Fournette. So,
yeah.
There's Fournette. He just went. So, I mean, you got two more to go to get.
Come on, Mixon.
FYI, breaking news, Stephon Diggs, who's Thielen's teammate, just broke up with his 41. There goes Mixon. So, the combo of Mixon and McCaffrey is really solid for Pirelli.
I have, in my other league, I have Saquon and Mixon.
Wow. So, is that a 10-teamer or 12?
That's another 10-teamer. Oh, AB. All right, here I am. Yeah. All right, so I'm definitely going to take a receiver. It comes down to Keenan Allen or Adam Thielen. For those of you who listen to the fantasy pod, I said I think Keenan Allen's going to have a regression year because of all the offense that Mike Williams and Hunter Henry are going to take away and just way more weapons.
Who are you going with here?
So for that reason, welcome to the squad, Adam Thielen.
But now you have the snake, you have the rat.
I know. Now I have the wraparound. So I'm never a believer in anything about the Detroit Lions. I know. So I'm going to stay away from Kerryon Johnson.
Getting a lot of love this year. I'm telling you, he's a value player.
No, never that. But and then I see two of my sleepers for this year, and Chris Carson and Devontae Freeman. You know, I have Chris Carson in another league. I think he's going to have a very big year. So for that reason, Devontae Freeman, welcome home.
Interesting. All right, you really went, I mean, I wouldn't even say high risk, high reward there. You just kind of went off the path of what we normally would do. Now,
so, why?
I don't know.
Wait, well, why don't you like those picks?
I'm not high on Devontae Freeman. Since his rookie year, he's never put it together fantasy-wise. I know he split with Coleman.
I mean, you're wrong. He was an 1,000-yard rusher, and he's catching passes out of the backfield.
Yeah, but they always give him first or second round fantasy 11. He never fully produces. He has a ton of injuries. I don't like to draft those. Okay. So this is where
– wow, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, very early.
This is where we can take advantage of the Real Sports fam, maybe who didn't listen to our strategy of drafting quarterbacks late. Aaron Rodgers goes second pick of the third round, way too early for me.
Yeah, no, even Mahomes is way too early for that. You're never taking a quarterback in the second round.
I'm back on the clock, and this is perfect for me because I love Kerryon this year. So I that's an easy
one for me. Well, your team is brutal.
My team is great right now.
I'm trying to look at the other teams in the league. I'm really liking the Michael Thomas Odell duo. John Gruden has a nice two with Le'Veon and Tyreek Hill.
Oh, I hate that team.
Why?
I'm not a big Le'Veon fan this year.
I know they're both a little problematic in the news, but yeah. I think they're hell of football.
Oh my
players.
God! Did you see Jay Suss? He just reached. He took David Montgomery.
It's not a reach. That's a great pick. It's not a reach.
Oof, I don't know about that. So this is what I was going to say. This is perfect time for podcast because it's right on the – it's the day after the LeSean McCoy signing. So now we kind of get to see when is the right time to take Damian? Because we had this conversation. When's the right time to take Melvin Gordon potentially? When's the right time to now take Damian? I'm going to argue that if he comes back around in the fourth round, I'm interested in Damian.
Yeah, no, I think he should have gone by now. I really don't think LeSean McCoy will have that big of an impact. He's in his 30s now. He's very old for a running back. I get it. He was in Buffalo, and he had a couple good years with them. But I just think that they're obsessed with what they have in Damian Williams there, and he'll still get a majority of the workload.
Yeah, exactly. The counter is that LeSean – was 45th out of 47th out of all running backs who had the amount of carries that qualifies them for stats. But on the flip side, he was in a Buffalo offense that wasn't very conducive to his style of play. I would imagine a very creative coach who he's worked with much before in Andy Reid could potentially reignite him. But like you said, he's 30 plus. So, I mean, that experiment, we're going to know pretty soon off the bat whether Damian Williams is to steal the draft or even the fourth round.
Wow. So a buddy of mine, my fantasy partner, and you know how we drafted Melvin, obviously. Well, it just came out a few hours ago that the GM of the Chargers will stop negotiating until after the season. So my partner, my partner just sent me a tweet. It says, worst case scenario, it's a chart.
Oh, there's Melvin on the board.
Wow. Okay. Well,
what round is that? Third round, 10th pick.
Yeah, I'm okay with that there. But yeah, so this is a Chargers writer that is saying, worst case scenario, Gordon sits out until week 13. Best case scenario, Gordon signs a new contract in the next few days, or obviously agrees to play on that fifth year option, paying him around $5 million, which is way below his market value, obviously. The mystery bag scenario where he gets traded ideally to Tampa Bay or a team like Houston. I don't know what that organization Houston's doing. They are just doing everything they can to salvage their team. It's Bill O'Brien is the worst GM in football. I don't know why they don't hire a real one. And then the most likely scenario that he's saying he caves and signs by Wednesday. So,
I mean, that's why drafting throughout the summer is always exciting. Some people like to do it, you know, the Wednesday night before Thursday night football, the day up, whatever. We're doing it about a week from the first Sunday night football.
We got 4 days.
Yeah, we got 4 days. So I think it's the right time to draft. Now is where fantasy drafts are won and lost. And so now we're getting into the fourth round, beginning the fourth round. Still on the board is Damian. Then you have Diggs, Ertz, Edelman, Ingram. I don't know why Ingram's up here. He shouldn't be.
His ADP there he goes.
Super high.
No, Mark Ingram.
Damian? Oh, my God. Phillip Lindsay. I mean, Real Sports Fam, look, they're going to hit on some, and then they're going to miss on some. I'm because no one else on the podcast or in the draft can hear me right now until the pod's dropped. I can tell you. Who do you think I'm eyeing right now?
Well, you're probably going to go receiver. I think since it's a PPR league, you're looking Julian Edelman's way. Really?
No. You know my sleeper is Godwin.
Oh, wow. That's a reach. That's pretty.
No, because by the time it gets to me, I'll be at about the 40th pick.
Oh, yeah, you still got a little while, but there's still great PPR players available like Diggs, Ertz, Edelman, who are getting a ton of targets.
Yeah, I've never done it before, but how would you feel about flexing?
I love the two tight end set. I love it. I love the two tight end set. Keep the linebackers on their toes.
Oh, there's
Damian.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have fell that far whatsoever, in my opinion. And there goes
Damian. So, Ty just drafted him. He is a very, and I mean very interesting squad. It's James Conner, Nick Chubb, Aaron Jones, and Damian Williams. He went four running backs.
Yeah, so now one of Ty, what are you doing, dude? You got to bet you drafted a bench player in the fourth round.
So, John Gruden, who's obviously an Eagles fan, he just took Ertz. So that
but John Gruden, being an Eagles fan, also took Amari Cooper the round before. I don't know how I feel about that one, John.
But there's a lot of question marks coming out of the first three picks of John Gruden. Le'Veon, Tyreek Hill, Amari Cooper.
Yeah, not a great draft out of John right now. I think he's worried about...
So now I'm three away. I hate Brandon Cooks.
Wow, why? So why do you hate Brandon Cooks? Because I drafted him in my other league.
I'm just not a huge fan of
him.
There
you
honestly.
Go. You don't have to take him. He just went off the board.
All right, perfect. Now Godwin's my guy, but I know. All right, perfect. So Godwin is literally the highest ADP left on the board. Another sleeper of mine is Lockett, but I'm definitely
going. He falls to.
I'm definitely going Godwin. So this is an interesting draft for me because, you know, I like certain players and you know when sometimes it just falls into your lap where it's like,
it's the right time.
This is the right time to take it. You don't have to reach. that's what's happened the past two rounds for me with Kerryon and Godwin. And even Zeke, really. Like,
Damn, Tyler Lockett went and wanted him there.
I like that pick. So Jeffrey now has a Seattle stack of Carson and Lockett. I'm curious if he would reach maybe in the sixth round.
And pair him with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and then you kind of stack them, and then you're really just rooting for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Carson and Tyler Lockett, I'm very big on this year. Tyler Lockett will get a ton of looks since Doug Baldwin's not there anymore. He's the number one receiver. And the Seahawks are running the ball the most in the NFL. So Chris Carson – oh, wait, I'm up. Oh. Let's see. What do we have here? I'm definitely going receiver.
So, Abe's looking, but I'll read the draft board right now. So he's looking at – and he has two here. So Robert Woods, Derrick Henry, Cooper Kupp, Kenny Galladay, T.Y. Hilton, who I think – is kind of being disrespected because
you think so?
You're going to draft him?
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's
I love that value there.
Same.
I think people are sleeping on him because of the whole Andrew Luck thing, but realistically, the Colts still have a team set up for success the way they're built. Right. So I think T.Y. Hilton, regardless, will have a big year. So now I'm in an interesting spot. I can go running back or receiver because this is going to be my flex.
Abe now has Saquon, Thielen, Devontae Freeman, and T.Y. So he's got two running back, two wide. And he's on the clock again, and he won't be picking for a while. So if he wants a quarterback, you would have to draft Deshaun right now.
Not going to happen.
So, but now you have a Robert Woods, a Derrick Henry, Cooper Kupp, people I do not love, honestly.
You know, I
2 seconds on the clock.
I don't mind Robert Woods. I like the Rams offense just because of how explosive it is. I think he'll get a bunch of looks. I'm going to go Robert Woods.
See, okay, so obviously you took the highest ADP on the board, which is – it's never a terrible thing. Like, you know when you play teams that got auto-drafted.
Yeah, I didn't like that spot right there, honestly.
So my thing is, like, between Cooks, Woods, and Kupp, you have three really highly rated – and that Rams offense is explosive. I just hate to interact with a three-wide team.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I also have Thielen, who – competes for targets with Stephon Diggs, right, who they're debatably both number one receivers.
Did you see the chat from Jeffrey?
Is he chirping me?
No, he's chirping me. Who's going to steal the baby goat?
Whoever wants him. It won't be Jeffrey. It won't be me.
You know how I feel about him.
Yeah, so go get him.
I will be taking him, but I gotta have balance between when is too early and when
it's got to be right. You can't force picks. Jack, who is your team that you're really liking so far? Which team sticks out to you on the board, and who's on that squad?
Let me get through this pick. So Jeffrey just took Tyler Boyd, who I love.
Yeah.
Now I'm in a horrible spot. I mean, I hate the board right now. Cooper Kupp, Deshaun Watson, James White, Duke Johnson. I'm going to go with my boy Calvin Ridley.
I thought you were going to take him. I like that pick a lot.
I think the Falcons are going to be in the up and up this year, and I think there's plenty of targets for right. If there's three Rams wideouts above, then I'm perfectly fine with having the second wideout who got a lot of touchdown production.
Yeah, I mean, he did get a lot of touchdowns, but people sleep on how much Mohamed Sanu is used in that offense.
Yeah, he is. And
there goes Deshaun Watson.
I think that's right. Spot for him.
I don't think anybody in this draft listened to our fantasy podcast
about drafting quarterback.
Wow, what about how early and OJ Howard and Evan Engram went?
Yeah, tight ends are flying, which is why I'm actually pretty excited to have Kelsey. And just like I said, I always get screwed over with tight ends, so I'm good to have.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take a flyer on one a little later. After the top three, Kelsey, Ertz and Kittle, I don't really see anyone that stands out and is worth it, so I'd rather just get lucky and hopefully get one of the middle pack guys that can hit.
So for the audience, just so they know, who are you looking at in terms of flyer tight ends?
Wait, you have a tight end. Okay, so I can talk to you about this. I'm eyeing down Jared Cook for sure, or Vance McDonald.
Really?
Yeah, I love Jared Cook this year.
I've heard a lot of Vance. Who's Jared Cook even on right now?
He's on the Saints, and he got a lot of looks last year in Oakland. And I think Drew Brees, they need more weapons in there. Like, it's all Michael Thomas. He'll get a bunch of double teams. You'll have Jared Cook over the middle of the field with linebackers one-on-one because the safety will be deep on Michael Thomas. So I see a lot of room for Jared Cook to have a big year.
Who was their tight end last year? Do you know?
Nope.
I don't even know. because I know he kind of, you know, Jimmy Graham was obviously massive for the Saints. So Brees loves a good tight end. I'm not even sure who the tight end was last
year. Wait, I want to get out in front of this before the podcast actually drops, and I want you to get my back on this. Real sports fam, I have the number one pick. It wasn't rigged. Jack would never give me the first pick.
That's correct. I was the commissioner, so I set up the league. I sent out the invites. Congrats to all those who won, you know, the 10 listeners who got selected.
Yeah, sorry, I'm going to have to toy with your dreams this year.
What's the worst pick? In a fantasy, a 12-team PPR, where do you hate to bid?
Right in the middle. Yeah, I love the end, the front or the end, because I love the two picks. I think you can use it to your advantage.
All right, I'm coming up again pretty soon. I'm eyeing someone that could make or break my team. Actually, there's still four or five picks, but based off the board, Tevin Coleman, AJ Green, Hunter Henry, Eckler, D.D. Westbrook, Mayfield. And there goes Eckler. So that was the guy I was gonna take my shot.
I figured.
I think Melvin's gonna sit. It sounds like he is.
I don't know, man. I think he might. I mean, phew, I sure hope so. My whole season's riding on him in my other league.
All right, I do have another target lined up in DJ.
So are you gonna? You look like you're gonna go.
I'm going DJ.
You can go any direction here.
If DJ falls, I'm definitely on more. Tevin Coleman's intriguing now that McKinnon's probably out for the year with an ACL, although Breed is going to get a ton of touches.
Yeah, I like the DJ Moore pick just because he's really the number one there. Whether Cam can get him the ball with his shoulder is a different story, but they have Curtis Samuel too, who they expect
to
be a big part of their offense.
Both could be viable options. That offense should be pretty good. That division should have some good offense.
Yeah, I mean, that division for years has been like one of the most fun divisions in football. Like, you never knew who's coming out. Tampa Bay being the outlier, obviously, but...
Yeah, but like I was saying, they'll still put up points with Jameis. Jameis has been a pretty viable.
What are these guys? Guys, real sports fam, what are you guys doing? Stop taking the quarterbacks. I think Matt Ryan will have a great year, but like I said, it's not worth it.
Hold on. Let me preface with this, though. He did take Julio Jones first, and I like the handcuff, so I get that.
Yeah. So why didn't you go for Mahomes? I guess you didn't have the opportunity, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Jay Sutt, 09.
Just took the baby goat in front of me. He knew, I mean, we're in the sixth round. I was not going to take him. But so Pirelli just wrote, am I okay? I mean, AJ Green at this rate looks like value. But I've gone too risky, so I'm probably.
I have AJ Green actually as a bench receiver on one of my teams.
Okay, so I'm gonna go DJ Moore here. I think that makes sense.
Okay, I don't mind that pick at all. You know what, Jack? You know what you're doing, which you don't really do. Stuff I agree with, except Kerryon Johnson, obviously.
I mean, Jay Suss wrote actually wanted him because I was listening to the pod, so he admits he gets that. That Lamar could be a top five fantasy QB, as I've stated. Did he reach? Not necessarily, because there's argument that I probably could have come around and taken him in the seventh. I wouldn't have risked him all the way in the eighth. So I guess, you know, respect to Jay Suss. He liked his guy. He went out and got him.
Yeah, he went out and got his guy.
So
I'm in a weird position. I don't know.
Jay Suss, who's drafting six right after me, has a very volatile squad. So he has David Johnson, Mike Evans, David Montgomery.
Right, let me cut you off. I need to figure out what I'm doing with this pick right now.
So Abe's on the clock in a second. On the board, AJ Green, Hunter Henry, Tariq Cohen. There goes Allen Robinson. Lamar Miller, who I think is a no draft. Geis. I don't know. Oof, you have an ugly board to look at.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a bench guy for me no matter what. I have my flex. I have my starting running backs and receivers. So I can really go either direction with this. I really don't love any. I actually have two picks, so I don't really love any of the running backs there. I really don't know how I feel about Tariq Cohen, just because I think David Montgomery is going to have a big year. So I don't think he's necessarily a viable option. I'm more comfortable with my current running
seconds. Cause I made it.
I know I'm more comfortable with my running back with my running backs than receivers right now. So I'm going to get a little depth at the receiver position and take a hometown guy, baby. Welcome Alshon.
Oof.
I needed one Eagle there, baby.
Where is
Alshon? You know what I'm going to do here? I'm thinking about Hunter Henry.
Yeah, that seems like a fair punt for me. Rivers has always liked a good tight end with Antonio. Eighth. That's not a bad decision.
I just don't see a running back that I'm falling in love with right there, you know?
Yeah, for this area right now, the 60 to 75 through 80 is not pretty. And that's, you know, you kind of got to pick your guy. And this is,
you know, what Miles Sanders when I wasn't happy. All right, I'm going to go Hunter Henry.
I was going to say, you didn't want to shoot for AJ?
I just took Alshon. I didn't want another receiver there.
Yeah. I mean, if AJ gets to me, I totally see so much value in him over Tariq Cohen, Lamar Miller. What is it, Geis or Geis?
It's Geis. It's Darius Geis. Idiot. Okay.
I mean, if AJ falls to me, I need to make three more picks. I have a feeling Jeffrey's going to potentially steal him from me, but I love AJ Green. He's only out, you know, 4 or 5 games, which I'm fine with. It's more about, can he stay healthy for the second half?
Right. I know what I would do if I were in your position right now, but I'm going to wait and tell you after you do it.
I know what you want me to do, and I was actually going to bring it up. So we'll let it sit. It's either going to be AJ Green or Pollard. I assume that's what you were going
to
say.
Yep. I was going to say, AJ, it's a smart move to take Tony Pollard here.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm helping you, but.
No, I had Pollard, the outlook on Pollard. I'm not a big fan of, you know, handcuffing and just protecting myself. But when I don't love anyone really on the board,
you might as well.
I might as well just secure myself. I would even risk taking him over AJ. Or do I risk waiting for it to come back around? Because this is some psychology stuff. So I took Zeke.
Of course, you got to know the board. You got to see who has running backs, who needs running backs. I'm looking at JSUS09 there.
All right. Well, let me break it down because I have 50 seconds. I have two RBs. I already have 3 wideouts. It's a 2 wideout league and just 1 flex.
You can go any direction here. You can go any direction here.
Do I risk AJ? That's high upside, high risk. Or do I just draft Pollard? I mean, how many picks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I mean, this is a tough decision.
What'll it be? 20 seconds. GMing your future. We also have to come up with a punishment. We've yet to do that between me and you.
We'll get to that in a little.
You think John?
Hold on. 10 seconds. All right. I'm going to go Pollard. I played it safe, but I think that's the right move.
If you look at your phone, I think we both just got a text from Coach John that he took Amari by accident second round or third round. So yeah. I don't know how true that is. What?
Who is he meaning to take?
I don't know, but he's talking trash already. But
I probably could have gotten Pollard on the way back round, but to me, not worth the risk in case Zeke's out for the season.
All right.
Because I think Pollard's actually a solid pick.
Is this live commentating of the draft? Am I allowed to give my open thoughts about certain teams? Because I'm looking at one team and I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
It's the last pick in the draft in the order. CM Rom 3. What are you doing, dude? They're starting running backs. You got Ingram, who's very questionable. He won't even be the leading rusher on his team because of his quarterback. Phillip Lindsay, who I think is going to share with Royce Freeman. I do like the Miles Sanders pick there for value. Just because I think for the Eagles, he'll slowly become the feature back, though we do like to do running back by committee ever since Doug came. I mean, you do have a lethal duo with Juju and Mahomes. I just think there are a lot of flyers on that team, like taking Ingram over a guy like Josh Jacobs or David Montgomery or Chris Carson is something I maybe wouldn't have done. But
yeah. All right, so now we have a little time.
All right, and now let's hear a little word from our sponsors. When you're selling online, getting your orders out can be a real pain. That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders, no matter where you're selling. Amazon, Etsy, even your own website. ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. ShipStation helps you get your orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and most importantly, keep those customers of yours happy. And right now, Blue Wire listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use promo code BLUE. There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates out there. Just visit ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BLUE, B-L-U-E. That's right, ShipStation.com, then enter promo code BLUE. ShipStation.com, make ship happen.
All right, guys, we've got an important announcement to make. Blue Wire's teaming up with Harry's to make sure our listeners are shaving comfortably. Go to harrys.com/bluewire to save $10 on a value trial set, which includes a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all of that for just $3, shipped right to your door. Enough with the cheap razors. It's totally worth trying Harry's. Harry's has fixed shaving by combining a simple, clean design with quality and durable blades at a fair price. Harry's founders were so tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. Harry's bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making quality blades for almost 100 years. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's by claiming your trial offer at harrys.com/bluewire. All of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. Again, make sure you go to harrys.com, harrys.com/bluewire, to redeem your razor for only $3.
Any thoughts on the punishment, or should we let the Real Sports Pod listeners decide?
I'd like to get their opinions. I had a punishment a few years ago in my league. I didn't have to do the punishment, but two of my buddies on a Saturday morning at school had to go retake the SATs. That was a good punishment. 8 a.m. for 4 hours, a bunch of high schoolers and two college kids that just seem out of place.
Yeah, I was wondering if they looked older, they might actually look like, I mean, not pedophiles, but they might be getting some very questionable.
You know my buddies Jake and Zach. They're two baby faces.
Well, I guess technically Jake, he could be seen as underage for the exam.
Well, so. I mean, Zach is also a baby face, but he's also 6'4", so I think he got some eyes. That's a nice Shady McCoy pick right there from CM. Rom rebounding, getting some running back insurance.
Well, that's the thing with Rom. If you didn't like his first couple of picks, this is also another risky pick.
Yeah, right? It's so, just like he's got a lot of.
Who's the D Thompson? What's his first name?
Darwin Thompson.
Darwin Thompson. He was projected to be the number two and was getting a lot of love.
Yeah,
I mean, and Andy Reid or no PR push even said that Shady's for sure going to be the second running back. People believe that either Darwin or LeSean will be off the team by week 5 or 6. So LeSean in that spot, I totally think it's worth the upside, but it is a very risky pick, especially on a team with Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay, and Miles Sanders.
Yeah, these 12 team leagues are tough. You gotta hit on very small guys, you know? That's the difference between the good teams and the great teams.
Yep.
Carson Wentz off the board.
Wentz off the board
to John Gruden. He's got the Hurts Carson Wentz connection.
I'm not gonna lie, I hate the Latavius Murray pick. I see no upside in that.
I don't either.
Great number two, not even Ingram level touches. I really don't agree with that pick from him.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I think
for James White, which is a number two pick. I'm not high on John Gruden's team. Whether or not he meant to take
You know what, John? I for a PPR league, I don't. I like the first few picks. You lose me on D.D. Westbrook and Latavius Murray. I'll be honest. James White will always be good in PPR leagues, especially with the Sonny Michel injury question marks. So I like what Corinne's doing over there.
All right, I'm up in two, and I'm really not enjoying this draft board. You know who's intriguing to me? Yeah. What with the Kenyon Drake droppage? What happened that people made it think that I know the Dolphins won't be good, but he is a clear number one.
Nah, he's definitely a clear number one, but he's in a David Johnson situation last year. Just he's not David Johnson. He's Kenyon Drake. They have the worst offensive line in football, probably.
Oh, he's off the board.
They just traded Laremy Tunsil. They're in full on tank for Trevor Lawrence. Mode in 2 years or even two.
I'm on the clock right now. Vance McDonald's on the board, but I have Kelce, so I don't want that. I'm not taking Goff or Andrew Luck. people interesting to me, you know, Lamar Miller's hurt. Breida is probably the best option. Unless I want to start reaching for Dale Henderson, for Kareem Hunt, for Valdez. I don't know. What are you doing in this spot? I guess I got to go.
I'm not really going to tell you what I'm going to do in this spot because I might do it in a few picks.
Niners? Who's the other running back?
It's Matt Breida and Tevin Coleman.
Yeah. Coleman's dealt with a lot of injuries. So
also, Coleman's big in PPR, though, for sure.
Yes. I'm going to go with Breida, though.
I don't really like that pick.
I know. Who would you have gone with in that spot?
I'll let you know. Well, I hope he doesn't go off the board, and I really don't.
I mean, you can tell me. You have
I know. I really don't think you're going to like this pick, but if Jared Goff's there, I'm taking him.
In my spot, you would have gone Jared Goff?
There's still a lot of quarterbacks on the board. I don't know. I'm looking at a guy like Larry
Fitzgerald. Don't tell me. Okay, you can tell me.
I'm looking at a guy like Larry Fitzgerald.
I have a quarterback pick that I'm probably going to take on the next swing around. Maybe a reach, but I don't know if it's worth letting him slide.
Yeah, I really don't want to take a quarterback here. I'm trying to see how many teams have quarterbacks versus need quarterbacks. That's a good way to go about this. So that keep is. Me updated.
And they took quarterback early, so.
One, two. So he needs a quarterback. You need a quarterback. All right, so there's one.
Nope.
Two.
Nope.
Wow. Oh, my God. Pirelli, what are you doing, dude?
Pirelli just took the Chicago Bears defense. Number one defense last year in terms of turnovers. Abe and I are pretty low on the Bears. We expect regression. But taking them in the eighth round is just – that's not very logical to me.
These 12-team leagues are tough. Oh, another defense. What is going on?
I wrote sniped Njoku. Wait, did he not? I guess he wanted Njoku.
I don't want to take a quarterback here. I know that.
Do you want a kicker? Because apparently we're taking defenses.
I'm not really loving anybody right here, honestly.
That's what I was saying. The board is not enticing.
No, not at all. I'm looking at. Oh, I need a running back. Who am I kidding? I don't have a backup running back. There's really nobody big names at the top. There's Royce Freeman. How much time do I have left?
You have 25 seconds, plus you have the turnaround. Yeah, I would say Royce Freeman, he is the receiving
back. You know
back,
what? You know what I'm doing? This is a backup running back. Hopefully they never have to see the field. I'm going to take a swing on one. What do you think about that pick? Devin Singletary.
Devin Singletary. Wait, who's he backing
he
up?
He was backing up LeSean McCoy. Now he's going to be their feature back.
Okay. So I love that pick.
Though. So now I could use a little bit more running back insurance. I could go.
So what I was going to say is Royce the receiving back? Because Flacco absolutely loves checkdowns. And in a PPR league, I'm not kidding, Royce could get five, six receptions.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
That's your elite Flacco.
I'm looking at, like, what do you think about, like, Cortland Sutton, Corey Davis, and Larry?
I love Sutton. I really love Sutton this year. I think he's
yeah. I also really like Larry Fitzgerald. He's like good for 10 a week, no matter what. That's like all you could ask for.
You do like consistency, especially in the ground. And your wideouts are you have the opposite.
Oh wow, 7 seconds. You know what? He's a deep threat. Flacco throws the deep ball. Cortland Sutton.
All right. So let's break down your team so far. So obviously you get number one pick, you rig the draft. you get Saquon, Thielen, Devonta, and then you kind of go into, you know, it's an up and down team. It's not. It's just going
to
be
inconsistent. I feel like every team from like the fourth round on in a 12 team league, it's anything can happen from there.
It's random. Yes, it's random. But I'm saying, you know, T.Y. is either he could be a 25 and then he could be a 4-pointer. Robert Wood, same thing. There's so many options. If it's a girly heavy game, if it's a Cooks heavy game, Alshon, same thing with your offense. You have no clue where the targets are going. Hunter Henry seems more consistent. Singletary should get carries. Sutton, who knows?
Hey, those are bench guys. They're just plug in on the bye weeks. If they have a breakout year, they have a breakout year. But I'm really looking for my guys at the top to produce, and hopefully that's what distinguishes the team.
So Tyler just took Cam Newton and now Vance McDonald's off the board. Now I'm up. So on the board, I actually really like Daryl Henderson, and I'm trying to see. So I'm just going to tell you because I picked before you. I need
Kyler. You need what?
I think I can get Kyler. Do you think he'll make it back to me now?
Who is that?
I think there's been enough quarterbacks taken where I can take my shot on Daryl Henderson. I don't know what's going to be good with Gurley. And then potentially get
– I mean, if you believe in him, then you'll definitely fall. There's a lot of quarterbacks ahead of him. If you look, there's only one team ahead of you that needs a quarterback.
Okay, so I'm definitely –
Yeah, I mean, you got to read the board, Jack.
So I've just taken three running backs in a row, Pollard to handicuff Zeke, Breda, and now Daryl Henderson. So two backups who should get, you know, some carries. I have my strengths, which are Zeke and Kerryon. My wideouts are literally just three young guys who are
projected at breakout seasons. But then you have Kelsey to be your real wideout.
And then I love Kyler. The reason I loved Lamar so much was because rushing quarterbacks, they really get a lot of points, whether or not they're proficient in the air. Whether or not the Cardinals are losing every game, Kyler will be throwing a lot. He's going to play all 16 games.
So can I lock you in on getting Kyler so I can share my thoughts about the quarterback position right now?
Yes, as long as Kyler's in
I'm okay with taking either of these quarterbacks, but I'm in the dilemma of the next time around. Do I want... unless he goes to one of these guys, do I want Goff or Russell Wilson? I see different reasons for both. Why I want Russell Wilson is because he kind of has that dual threat where last year he put up around 300 rushing yards and he's still throwing for at least 3,000 yards every year, 3,500. But he can get you a rushing touchdown every now and then, which is huge because that just adds number dynamic. But Goff, I think, has a huge year as well just because that offense is always putting up points. Sean McVay. I also have Robert Woods, but I'm losing the ground game that Russell Wilson has. So do you think that Goff's upside in the passing game makes up for what Russell Wilson does on the ground?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you can kind of put it in perspective like this. His 300-plus rushing yards translates to 750 passing yards. So Goff would almost have to throw for 800 to 1,000 more yards to be better in terms of yardage. Touchdowns, it's such high variance. Obviously, Goff threw a bunch last year. His could be down. Russ's could be up. They could change strategies in the red zone. So if you're looking in terms of a floor, I think I'd love Russ's floor because of that rushing. But Goff, I mean, he progressed last year. Goff could progress into – he was almost an MVP candidate last year. He was an MVP candidate. So – Could he go even higher this year?
Well, there goes Russell Wilson.
I'm not a huge golf fan. There goes Russ.
All right, that boy Rock. I wanted him. Good call. I think I'm going to go with Goff.
Okay. And by the way, if Goff makes it all the way back to you, that's extreme value because his ADP is 85.
At 100.
You would be taking him at 100.
The question remaining is which of these real sports fam are going to piss me off and take a backup quarterback? Probably someone that took a defense in the eighth round.
Right. Who are the two guys drafting in front of you?
One of them has.
But
Tyler does have Cam, but the injury question marks are there. So maybe Tyler's looking for some insurance. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, Goff should go pretty soon because after Goff, it's Luck who's retired, and then it's the next quarterback's Jameis, and then it's Kyler.
I don't really mind Jameis as a. So, I mean, he won't be dropping much this year, but I think he has a potential to be a QB1 in a fantasy league this year just because of Bruce Arians and throwing. He's throwing the ball so many times, which even Big Ben is another guy to look at just because of how much he throws it.
Yeah. Any fantasy outlook for Deshaun Jackson this year?
I have him on the bench in one of my leagues. He's not a guy that's gonna you're gonna put on your starting lineup right away week one whatsoever. Just because, like you said, the Eagles have so many weapons, and there's three other guys between Aguilar, Ertz, and Alshon that'll probably get the majority of the targets. But Deshaun Jackson, I think, will have a good year for us for what they're bringing him in to be, and he'll just open up the field for everyone else, just take the top off defenses, has the ability to make a big play on any given play, but he's not the type of guy who's going to consistently get you a bunch of targets, more so just these big boomer bust plays throughout the year. So I think he's worth taking as a bench flyer to maybe throw in a bye week, but he's not going to be your every week starter.
Gotcha. So Connor just took the Ravens defense. What's your overall strategy with defense and kicker? Because I know a lot of people like to say you can piece that kind of together every week, and then you're playing matchups and stuff, and you're always adding and dropping. And I don't hate that strategy, but I do like a reason why I drafted Kelce is because I do like that consistency. If you know you're going to have a top five fantasy defense or top five fantasy kicker, it's nice and just kind of plug and play them every week. And now I have to worry about,
I mean, defense is that position where the drop off between the first defense and like the 10th is so minimal that you can afford to do it on a week to week basis.
Yeah.
Kicker, it really doesn't matter for week to week. I just like to do the highest scoring offenses in the league. Like, who's going to have the most tries? You know what I mean? So that in my other leagues, I actually took my defense based off who they're playing week one, because I'm just going to assume I'll do a week by week basis. And I actually have the Ravens in one of them because they got the Dolphins week one. So that's a strategy I like to do, is just look at week one matchups.
But, you know, there were defenses taken in the 8th round and now the 10th, and we have 16 rounds. So,
I'm never taking a kicker or a defense until the last two rounds, no matter what.
Okay. All right. So I'm up in three picks. I mean, Goff's value is so high that I probably should take him, but just out of respect to your transparency, I won Kyler, I'm just going to take him. But if he falls all the way to you, that would be huge.
Oh, no, that's your team that needs a quarterback. Never mind. Damn it. There's a team right after you. They need a quarterback. I didn't even see them. No, Jeffrey.
Pirelli.
Pirelli as Baker.
Yeah, he does. And he's going to
take off, isn't he?
He's definitely going to take off.
And then I'm in a weird spot.
All right, so I'm on. I need to survive the
Jacksonville.
All right, so quarterbacks on the board, Goff, Luck, obviously retired, Winston, and then Kyler. I'm reaching for my guy, Kyler. That's an easy pick for me. Reminder that this is a $500 prize.
Oh, my God, Jeffrey.
Sleepers.
Ugh, I knew it.
Jeffrey has taken a lot of strong picks.
Now I hate his team. Now his team stinks. Yeah.
And, Carson, Lockett. Boyd, Jared Cook, who you liked.
I'm really torn on where to go quarterback right here. What are your thoughts?
So I'm going to be – I mean, this is actually fairly easy for me. I think Goff would have been great value for you. Now, to me, we're looking at the difference between Trubisky and Winston.
Do not say Trubisky's name.
1, 2, 3, 4. No. But their projected point difference is about 10 points. So I think now – you kind of just dump until I would look for Josh Allen. Honestly.
No shot.
It's a rushing quarterback.
Shot.
He was the top. Josh Allen was a top 10 running back by you know who I might be looking last at year over the final eight
Jacoby
weeks.
Brissett. I'll be honest. I think he can still have these. I'm not going to reach. I'm looking at him.
Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah.
Okay, you take him later.
Oh, wow. Larry Fitzgerald's still there if I want him. Yeah,
you liked
Finn. I'm actually looking at.
Who we talked about.
And, oh, someone just ran out of time and got Larry Fitz, of course.
There you go.
I'm a little torn right here. Well, now every team doesn't need a quarterback. I'm the only team left with a quarterback. I didn't anticipate that coming in. I could use a little bit more depth.
Question, if I hadn't mentioned Kyler, would you have been looking at Kyler?
No, I would have snagged him up.
Do you think I could have made it back around?
I need a quarterback. Yeah. I'm looking at Deshaun. I'm also looking at the newly traded Kenny Stills and that Texans offense. I know they have Will Fuller. You know what?
That's crowded with Fuller.
I talked about him earlier in the draft. I'm going to look for him now. Hopefully, he'll have a big part in this offense. Would you take Mohamed Sanu or John Brown? 5-4-3
5-4-3
I took Sanu. He's not going to play. It doesn't matter.
Ugh.
These are waiver wire guys, honestly.
Yeah. Devontae Freeman and Sanu, a lot of leverage in that offense, and I like Ridley and Julio. So,
am I gonna take Dak Prescott? That would stink. I mean, you look at the numbers Zeke plays, and he produces, and he's being protected.
Yeah, he produces, but you still have you liked Big Ben, you liked Jameis. Why would you?
You know what? I'm
going
to take Big Ben. Actually, I just think he throws the ball so much. I'm really not happy where I am with this. I don't like that I waited this long for a quarterback. I guess I'm not really used to the 12 team drafts, and it's a whole different game changer and strategy. So I think I waited a little too long on that. But now I'm just drafting some waiver wire guys, some depth. You spoke about it a couple rounds ago about how Flacco loves the dump offs. I think he'll get a lot of the workload, even though it'll be mostly split. So I'm going to take Royce Freeman here. Oh, wait. I just took two picks. Oh, well,
you
I would have taken Royce Freeman.
You already got your two guys.
I definitely would have taken Royce Freeman.
If you had a
wait,
third
I'm not,
pick
I don't pick every time.
Number one. You can't have every pick. That wouldn't be fun. Now that we're kind of, into, like you were saying, waiver wire guys, not that there's not still, people who can make or break a fantasy league, should we chat briefly about week one college football? Penn State and Texas both had
let's talk about the first game, one of the first games of the weekend. Your boy T-Law and Clemson. I mean, Clemson looked good, obviously, but Trevor Lawrence didn't look great at all.
Yeah, I'm not buying too much stock into it. I think that Georgia Tech had a pretty good game plan. T-Law, he's coming off a summer where he just won a national championship. He's already being projected to be the number one pick. Maybe he didn't put the work in, which I don't love, but the raw talent's there. He actually was using his feet a lot, which was interesting to see. I didn't realize he had that running ability. It's a non-story to me. His numbers weren't great. For his Heisman,
you want to talk about what my Heisman pick is doing right now as we record this podcast? Jalen Hurts, Oklahoma's playing Houston right now. They're up 21-10, and my Heisman pick, Jalen Hurts, the transfer from Alabama, is a cool 13 of 15, 174 yards and 2 touchdowns in the air, and 11 carries, 128 yards and a touchdown on the ground. So he's really doing it all right now, only proving that my Heisman pick will come true in the coming months.
Well, Sammy Heisman, as we're going to call him on the program,
it took me like 20 seconds to realize who you were talking
about. Fairly impressive in game one, and then we get We get LSU next weekend in Austin. I will be there, of course, for a real sports experience. A LSU linebacker was chirping today, saying that this was his quote. He said, "I'm not that impressed with Sam. I'm not really nervous about him. Not to take a shot at him." I mean, he actually said that in the statement. And he said he just uses his legs more than his arm. Sam will run linebackers over. He does not fear contact, which is kind of my love-hate relationship for him. But I would not give any motivation to the kid. If you saw the Players Tribune video, he lives and dies Texas football. It's our biggest game in a decade. He's going to show out. My lock, if this is free money, whoever made it to minute 53 of the Real Sports Podcast, this is free money. Take whatever money you have and just bet it on over 51.5 points, LSU, Texas. We are going to have a shootout. I cannot stress. I think we might have 40 points at halftime.
You want to talk about a real football program? It's going to be a fun one. Back on my
Win or lose, it's going to be a great time. I'm excited.
The Idaho Vandals, a cool 79-7.
A real football program. Who'd you beat? Idaho?
I think it was just like being a kind what happened thing. To it the defense? It didn't happen until late in the fourth quarter, but yeah. I walked into the day. I said to my buddies, I was with a lot of my college buddies this weekend. I said to them, "Listen, I see no way that Penn State covers 39.5 points. I don't even know if they'll score 40 points." And right when I said that is probably when my friend should have known to bet Penn State minus 39.5, just because that's how it goes, you know? But, I mean, hey, the Nittany Lions are looking good. It's just an impressive victory. Obviously, it means nothing because it's Idaho. Yeah. And we'll learn more about this team once conference play starts. But you love to see it. Franklin didn't mess this one up. He lives another day. And our new quarterback looked good. 14 of 23, 280, two touchdowns. We ran all over those Vandals of Idaho.
Yeah, you sent a text. I don't even know what it said. Something about national championship or Heisman or Big Ten. All those terms that you specified are a bit out of realism.
Next week, we play Buffalo, actually.
Who do you have next week?
At home. We open up three games at home, and then we have Pitt, who considers us a rivalry, even though we don't consider them a rivalry. I really don't know much about the Buffalo football program.
I just know in my gut they're going to give you problems, aren't they? I don't know why. It just seems like a team that you guys are going to be close at halftime, whether you blow them out in the second half.
Yeah,
it just
week two for Franklin against some pretty solid out of conference
team.
Auburn
just always
Oregon game,
problems,
which was an unbelievable game. I'm not considering in this category because it was two top 25 teams. But really a very chalky opening weekend of college football all across the board. Didn't really see any upsets in the top 25. All we really saw was Oregon blow a lead to Auburn, but those are two middle of the AP rankings. So a very chalky weekend all around.
Yeah. Very chalky weekend, but with that being said, the SEC did not look impressive. You had South Carolina, they fell to North Carolina. You had Tennessee lose at home to Georgia Tech. You had Missouri, they lost to Wyoming. They were up 17-0. Then they ended up getting blown out. So the SEC did not look great. Obviously, Alabama rolled, but they struggled a little early. Georgia kind of handled Vanderbilt, and Auburn didn't even look good at all Oregon blew that game. They win that Auburn game, and they're going to have a strong SEC win on their resume. They're going to go back to the Pac-12 where they're favorites.
Yeah, no, he didn't really seem like he had
that
win.
That was an absolutely blown opportunity for the Ducks. I'm not a big fan of Herbert. He doesn't seem like he can get the job done. He was unimpressed.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Yeah. So I'm going to assume that Connor Rahm is a Ravens fan.
I think Connor Rahm might be just trying to get on our good side with this giveaway. He's got Justin Tucker, Ravens defense. Mark Andrews, then he has Miles Sanders and Mark Ingram. So he's just taking our guys, you know? Yeah, and I wasn't big on Philip Lindsay. Honestly.
And Juju, who I suggested.
Damn, I'm still really upset about that. That
we don't agree with is taking home quarterback.
I'd love to make a trade. I've never lost a trade in my life.
Your quarterback. Well, I got our trades.
I'm bringing my team in the locker room first. I'll never trade before.
Try writing
I trust my
chat,
guys, so that I'm bringing into this organization until proven otherwise. Now I'll be honest. What I am thinking about right now, because I'm a little worried about my quarterback position, is getting a guy like Dak and maybe doing a week by week basis matchup wise, because I don't really have that elite fantasy quarterback.
We spoke about that on the fantasy preview. We said you can pair
Dak right here.
If you find the right
personally,
guys,
you're on the clock now. Where are you going with this?
Equal those of a Mahomes or a Deshaun. So I'm up on the clock. I'm looking down the list trying to see if there's any value. Really, I really don't see anyone.
I'm not sure. I think so. They drafted him pretty early.
Hey, Madison. Hockenson. Is Hockenson the starter in Detroit? So Kelsey is bye week.
All right, a little tight end depth.
I'm trying to find it.
I don't hate it. I feel like Stafford. I mean, I don't really know this as a fact, but I feel like he's a big tight end guy.
For some tight end. Yeah.
Yeah, while I'm waiting, why don't we tell Real Sports Fam a little bit about what we're going to be doing this football season in terms of like some segments and stuff. I just sprung that on you.
Yeah, so I'm curious if I have the list in front of me. I should.
I'm gonna have to pick these week one games. It's literally like
it's fine.
Christmas.
I was just curious
Sunday.
If I had the name.
Me and my roommate today were talking about how we thought that the NFL week one should have been today because it is technically a holiday weekend, Labor Day, and it would have been nice to sit on the couch all day, do nothing, while also not having to worry about work tomorrow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss all week.
All right,
one,
you're on the clock. Yeah, it would have been great. I mean, next weekend probably the best weekend of my life in a long time. LSU Texas, biggest game in a decade. I know, and then I'll be on the flight. But the Ravens should have. I'll see the first three quarters of the 1 o'clock games, and week one of the 4 o'clock games. It doesn't really appeal to me that much. It's always the West Coast games, the Niners and the Raiders.
I know what you mean. I'm gonna go Dak here, I think.
Okay.
I just think I'm gonna do the two quarterbacks and just play it week by week. It really hurts taking Dak here just because I am an Eagles fan, but what he can do on the ground and in the air it seems like a smart move to me. I'm looking at Jamal Williams here too. I know he has behind Adam Jones, but they kind of do some two running back sets. Really, these guys are all going to be waiver wire guys that will be in and out of my roster all year. So maybe I'm hitting on someone. I'm looking down the list. As a Ravens fan, what do you think about Justice Hill this year?
I don't see that as a viable fantasy option. He's going to be a third down back. He'll get a couple catches. But between Lamar and just our offense should be efficient. It should be decent. But in terms of fantasy production, we've never really had strong fantasy players. And I wouldn't like to get into the depths of the Ravens in terms of fantasy.
Yeah.
So
you know what I'm going to take the new Texans receiver, Kenny Stills. They're a good offense. Like I said, this pick doesn't really matter too much. So if it works, it works. If it doesn't, he'll be off the roster soon enough. I'm actually a little upset to go tight end depth there and take Kyle Rudolph. I kind of forgot about that.
Could have been a good option. Yeah. So, you know, we got 3.5 rounds left. Thank you guys for listening to our live fantasy draft. This is obviously our longest pod ever, but I think it's one of those where we're just casual. We're just chatting it up, kind of our thoughts, and then a little college football talk. So it's been good, but some exciting stuff coming up are the podcast segments that Abe was talking about. We're going to add a hot take segment, or more of just a fired up segment. So like Andrew Luck booing, I was pretty fired up over. You've been fired up over some topics. We're going to do a predicted section.
Hot take segment. It's a hot take segment, a.k.a. Jack's morning prayer.
So we'll also have predicted segment, which is Abe and I have made bets before, and we're always kind of making predictions, but we'll have an official prediction segment where maybe we can keep track of records and we'll have bragging rights each week. And then we'll have a Throwback Thursday segment. So we'll find a way to do that. Another segment I'm interested in starting. Hold on, I'm on the clock here. I really don't know who A. Madison is. I don't want Justice Hill, Anthony Miller. Do I have a second quarterback?
No, you should probably take a receiver here. Just in terms of depth.
I'm going Josh Allen.
You're going Josh
Allen? You think I need a
wide? Yeah, I mean, you have two. You have six. You have six running backs on your roster.
I need a third wide out. You're not wrong. Let's see who's on the table.
No, you have how many wide? You have three wide outs.
Yeah, that's definitely not a
good thing. Not at all.
Wait, what were we just talking
about? Segment.
Oh, I wanted to play a fun game where we would pick a theme. So like, I mean, I don't want to make it too narrow, but we could start with like NBA players, right? And it's this game where I say LeBron James, and then you have to take the second or you have to take the last name initial. So you have a J, so you say James Harden, and
then I know the game. Say,
yeah. Should we do a little NFL practice session?
Yeah, let's just start it up. I'll go first, actually. All right, ready? Jeremy Maclin.
Mecole Hardman. He was on the draft board, so I threw that.
Hunter Henry, my tight end. Rapid fire, you lose.
Harrison Smith, Minnesota Vikings.
Harrison Smith, so we're doing Saquon Barkley.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Robert Woods. I've said four people on my team so far.
Have you really?
Yeah, I said Saquon, I said Hunter Henry, I said Robert Woods.
Will Lutz, Saints kicker. I'm really going out of pocket.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. How about that?
Jimmy Graham. All
right, I think we've had enough of that. Speaking of Jimmy Graham.
I don't know. Let's just keep playing.
Speaking of Jimmy Graham, that's who I'm eyeing down as my backup tight end. I see you already have two tight ends, so I don't think it's smart for you to take a fourth or a third.
No, I definitely need a wideout.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm glad. So I'm looking at Jimmy Graham, honestly, as a backup tight end. Just as a hit or miss. Who knows? Maybe Rodgers looks for him a lot.
That's going to be your last pick before
kicker defense, of course. So I'll have backup at every position except kicker and defense.
Yeah. I did go running back heavy, but they're all, you know, they're kind of one shots of Jalen Samuels, Daryl Henderson, Matt Breida, Tony Pollard. And then I have my two strongs, which is Zeke and Kerry.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who I'm looking at in terms of defense right now, but I have my pick eyed out.
Well, I'm not taking a defense. You're going to have the chance.
Oh, right. I'm going to have to take a defense before you. I'm going to take Buffalo for sure.
They honestly had
a very underrated year last year. They were top five team in the league in sacks. I love the fact that they're playing the Jets and the Dolphins two times a year. Granted, they play the Patriots also, but what are you going to do? They drafted who I think could be the defensive rookie of the year, Josh Allen. I think that's a solid squad. I think people could sleep on Buffalo. I mean, and by sleep on Buffalo, I think they could scratch out 6 or 7 wins.
I love the Broncos.
Yeah, I like the Broncos too a lot. They play in a tough division, though. It's hard.
They do.
Actually, now that I think about it, I have the Broncos defense in another league.
Yeah, they're a good squad. I mean, you have a team with Von Miller on it, you're going to be a good
team. Yeah, and opposite side of him is Bradley Chubb. It's not too bad to have.
Right.
So we're nearing the end of this draft. It actually went pretty fast.
Yeah, we're only about – it took about an hour.
Jimmy Graham.
Any team you're looking at and you're like, wow, that's a super, super team?
I guess I shouldn't talk about my own team. There's a lot of players to look at. I mean, I do like
this team. I'll say this team to me sticks out in terms of super balanced. For them, what's his name? For them, AG Devontae, who's a superstar in PPR. Dalvin Cook, he should be good. Kittle, Brandon Cooks, Deshaun, Coleman, Geis, Kenyon Drake, and James Washington. Those two who we really like. Justin Jackson, if Gordon's out, he's a solid backup.
Let me ask you a question about that team. How do you feel about the fact that his RB2 is a Tevin Coleman or a Darius Geis?
Yeah, like I was saying, it seems balanced to me. He's got the two strong wideouts. He's got the strong tight end. He's got the strong quarterback. He's got a strong RB1. And he's kind of punting the RB2, but he has a lot of viable options between Coleman, Geis,
right,
and
so Drake. I ask you that because you have spent a lot of time dogging on my other team where I drafted Melvin, and my RB2 in that league is either Darius Geis or Tevin Coleman. I have them both. So it's nice to see that you like it for his team, but not my team.
I actually like the Drake aspect. I don't like Coleman or Geis. You know that.
Oh, no. Okay. Now that you remember that, I have them.
I think you take the three running backs in a row and you kind of set yourself up for a potential opportunity. I didn't like it because you took Melvin and there was just a high chance he was going to sit out. Now, I'm sitting on Zeke, but this is what
Yeah, you
got to
ride with the report.
They're closing.
I said the whole time I thought this was going to happen. I've been hype on the Zeke thing.
Yeah, but that was more hope for you versus any report that
later. No, I mean, it was just using my background knowledge of knowing Zeke's leverage and lack thereof and how it's a different situation than Le'Veon, and people need to look at it as such. And also the Cowboys' history of just striking deals in training camp led me to believe that, I mean, they need Zeke so much, so they're going to do everything they can to sign him, whereas the Chargers, like I said, they have Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson. So if Melvin caves, God willingly, please, Melvin, if you're listening, which I'm pretty sure you are, help a brother out.
All right, where do I go here? Wide out.
It doesn't matter.
I have I'm pretty much on third string wide outs. I like Isabella. He had a huge preseason. Wow. Who just went ahead of me? N'Keal Harry went ahead, who I liked. Do I go with my guy, Hollywood Brown, just for the heck of it?
You know who I like for you here? I like, why not Adam Humphries, you know? Just sign the new deal in Tennessee. I feel might get a lot of...
I'm not taking a single wide out with Marcus Mariota or Ryan Tannehill. So I'm going Isabella or Hollywood. I would just go Isabella because I drafted Kyler. That kind of leaves us with defense and kicker, so I'll wait for you to pick.
Yeah,
yours.
I'm looking at a backup tight end here. What do you think? Kyle Rudolph, Trey Burton, Jason Witten. He'll collapse on the field. I think I'm going to go Kyle Rudolph here. I think the Vikings could have a big year. I know I have Thielen already.
No, you don't. You don't think the Vikings
I think they can be good this year, for sure, just because – that offense is pretty dynamic if Dalvin's healthy. Granted, they'll never win a primetime game because of Kirk Cousins. This is a backup tight end. It doesn't really matter that much.
They took the Broncos defense. Yeah. That's upsetting.
What about Noah Fant, Flacco's rookie tight end? Is he the number one in Denver?
I don't hate that.
I wonder if he is. Yeah, he might be.
It's a good question.
Last man standing. This is tight. No, they're more of a two tight end guy. I'm going to go Trey Burton. Just why not? And then I need a kicker and a defense. What kickers are available? I'll go defense first just in case. I'm going to take the Bills.
All All right. So now draft's wrapping up. You want to recap your team, the pick you love, the pick you hate, and the pick and the move you're potentially looking to make.
Pick I love. This is.
Well,
all right,
read,
no, I got
read
it.
Your team,
hey,
or do you
relax,
need me to
I
read
got
it? With-
we got Saquon, Adam Thielen, Devontae Freeman, T.Y. Hilton, Robert Woods, Alshon Jeffrey, Hunter Henry, Devin Singletary, Cortland Sutton, Mohamed Sanu, Ben Roethlisberger, Dak Prescott, Kenny Stills, Trey Burton, and Buffalo. The pick I love. It's a cop-out to say Saquon just because he's the number one pick, so I won't say him. I'm going to say Devontae Freeman. I've been hammering on it the past podcast. I think he's due for a big year as long as he's healthy, which is obviously a lot to ask. But that's just like everybody else in the league. You can say if they're healthy, they can have a big year. I love it for where I got him at the beginning of, or was it the end of the third round? It goes at the beginning of the third round. So I love him that position there. The pick I hate, I told you I'm really not comfortable with my quarterback situation. It'll be a week in, week out thing. So maybe if one of them has an outbreak year, I can look to trade one of them. I also have a lot of receiver depth, so I'm not too comfortable with my quarterbacks, but we'll see. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that important of a position in fantasy. I have my strong running backs. I have two strong receivers. I think Hunter Henry will have a big year, so I'm really happy with my team.
Okay. For me, pick I love is I'm going to say I really like getting Kyler
I don't mind that.
In the 10th round. I think he has the potential to be a top five, top seven fantasy quarterback this year. As much as the disparity between the tops and the bottom with quarterbacks isn't that large, I think that if you can still find a top quarterback late. The pick I hate is probably just going to be Andy Isabella because it's my fourth string wideout. And I'm hoping on a lot of production out of young wideouts. It's a vote on Godwin, Calvin Ridley, and DJ Moore to have breakout seasons, which I don't hate that, but I don't have that guy like Devontae or Hopkins or Julio, you know, who's going to get me my 15 points a game. So there's going to be a lot of that. Plus I have the question mark, which is Zeke, even though I paired him with Pollard. So once I get the Zeke news, hopefully I'll be more locked in. But my wide receivers after my starters.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Travis Kelce pick to fall on really as your number one receiver. He's a guy that can easily. So I wouldn't view it as that. I definitely want to put a poll up on Real Sports and see between me and you who they think has the better team. Pairing our teams, I obviously have the upper hand at running back. I think my number one is better than your number one in Saquon and Zeke. And my number two is better than your number two in Devontae Freeman. It's better than Kerryon Johnson.
I would take
I think Kerryon could have a better year than him in the end, but I think that right now Devontae is a way safer pick because you're trusting the Atlanta offense over the Detroit offense.
Yeah,
so for that reason,
have a 100-yard
I think
rusher
I'm in a better spot.
So.
You have three young receivers. I have Adam Thielen, T.Y., and Robert Woods. So I think I'm better than you on that end. I'm really – sorry, I think really the only position you have me on is quarterback and tight end.
Yeah, we'll see. I think your team seems like a more experienced, safer team, and mine is a high upside team. That's how I like to play it.
I wonder if I want to play you week one. I wonder if we can get that going. You imagine that it ends up being me and you in the championship. That would be the biggest conspiracy of the 21st century. Yeah, no.
We get all the waiver wire pickups. Last thing, move you're looking to make potentially this season, whether it's you're targeting someone on the waiver wire, targeting a trade.
My third and fourth receivers, second, third, and fourth, for them all to produce somewhat where they become trade assets and I can pair two of them and get in a more elite one. So maybe Alshon and Cortland Sutton have a breakout year, one of them, and they're just sitting on my bench. I can package to one of them with a Robert Woods and go out there
and get maybe a more surefire receiver like a Julian Edelman or a Tyler Lockett of some sort. So,
What about beefing up your quarterback?
It all depends on which players break out for me, because the only way you're going to get trade assets is if your bench players are playing like starters because you have no reason for them on your team and someone else that's lacking because of injury or whatever reason does need them.
Fair. I would like to see something along the lines of, because I have Breida, I have Henderson, and Jalen Samuels, three backups who can get some production, but the real value in them is if we see an injury or suspension or a holdout. So if any of those three starters do that, I can take that, pair him with Calvin Ridley, pair him with DJ Moore, and get a true strong wideout, similar to what you're looking to do. Yeah, so that would be the move.
We got a long season ahead of us. I didn't even look at bye weeks, honestly. I totally forgot about that, but it looks like I'm good.
Yeah. All right, Real Sports Fam, thank you guys for listening to our live fantasy preview. We'll keep you updated throughout the season on the league. And if you made it this far, which we would really, really appreciate if you really gave us your time, go and leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, Real Sports Podcast. And in the review, write what you think the punishment for Abe and I should be. And it's just going to be based off who finishes worse in the fantasy league. Abe threw out the idea of an SAT. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, but a little calendar action of some funny costumes could be on the table. So if you're listening, thank you guys. But also drop a review that has our potential punishment. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Happy Labor Day, as always.
Happy Labor Day, of course.
Peace, Real Sports Fam.
Hey, I promise on Thursday I'll come back healthier, way more energy. This was a business episode for me. I had to get my roster. But
are you going to blame your fantasy drafting poorly on your voice?
On my health? I don't think I drafted poorly at all.
Potentially.
No, I'll find some other way to spin it. I don't think that's good enough.
All right, Real Sports Fam, it's been real.
Peace.